That is a pinger. Tied to stationary fishing nets, it blasts a 10 kilohertz signal at 132 decibels about every 10 seconds. It's a white, seed-shaped device about the length of a hand. Now, New Hampshire gillnetters will not only have roughly twice as many than required by federal law, but their pingers will also be equipped with a green LED light that blinks for the first 60 seconds in and out of the water. Captain Tom Lyons is a gillnet fisherman in New Hampshire. He says the lights on his nets will make all the difference.
Now, at least with the light on, you know the battery's working, you know the pinger's putting out, and we feel if we double them, it shows that we're trying to do everything possible to cut down the interactions and try to move forward and be able to fish.
Last year, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration cracked down on New England gillnetters by closing 2,100 square miles of ocean between Gloucester, Mass. And southern Maine for 2 months. NOAA's penalty for catching too many harbor porpoise and not maintaining the deterrent pingers caused outrage among gillnetters. Fishermen said testing the old pingers' functionality was an expensive and inaccurate process. Gillnetters will have to attach the new ones by mid-September, says Lyons.
September 15th is when the harbor porpoise start to migrate. So as of that time, we may put them on at the beginning of the month. But right now in the summer, it's not an issue.
The New Hampshire Coastal Economic Development Corporation contributed $60,000 to the $210,000 purchase of 4,800 pingers. 1,400 of them will go to New Hampshire boats. For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lassard.